7.2, Law Books, Secondary and Non-Authority. As you can see in this section of the textbook, we've got quite a bit of material here for you to go through. Pay particular attention to the functions of the books. As you'll see, we have check marks in boxes for those aspects of the book that those publications are best known for. It's a really helpful way to study legal materials. I know it sounds strange, it doesn't just help you with research, it helps you with this concept of authority. And so when you go into a law library, to know what you're looking at, what kind of use it could be to you as a researcher or as a writer, and to understand what kind of authority it would be if you ended up quoting it, that's a big deal. It also kind of changes the DNA of your brain and the processes, the synapses work a little bit differently. So pay attention to this. This isn't a punishment. This isn't something that we're going to expect you to memorize each and every one of these items, but just start to get a general feel. Like, for instance, there are several books that begin with the word amjur. American Jurisprudence, Amjur Pleading and Practice Forms, Amjur Legal Forms, Amjur Trials, just a lot of books that start with that set. So off the top of your head, without even probably having studied this yet, tell me something about those books that start with amjur. You can pause if you want, if you don't want to hear my singing. Anyway, all right. So, if it starts with amjur, it tells you a couple things. First of all, it's secondary authority. At best, if it's not relevant, it's non-authority, but assuming that the material we find is relevant, it's going to be, at best, secondary authority. It's not law, so hopefully you knew that. Second, it's published by Lawyers Cooperative Publishing Company, or their parent company, whoever owns them right now. Third, it's probably a litigation tool, a litigation aid, whether it's a form book or a book that tries to provide you with checklists or guidelines. It's probably that kind of book, even educational, such as the Encyclopedia Amjur. So just by understanding that, that means that you kind of have a grasp on maybe six or seven different sets of books just by knowing the title without even looking at the books. Now you can hone it down a little more. For instance, Amjur Pleading and Practice Forms, obviously, is a form book, whereas American Jurisprudence Second is an encyclopedia, and they diverge a little bit there, but even without having studied, you probably started to get that idea. Maybe. Don't feel bad if you didn't. It's not required at this point. But the point is, if you understand those kinds of concepts, if you understand the functions that they have, the general things they have in common, as well as the things that are different, it helps you to understand the books in general, the functions of the books, and the concept, ultimately, of legal research. One more thing I should ask you is, as a question is, what's the purpose of these books primarily? As a whole, what would you say is the purpose of secondary authority? If it's not law, then why do we care about it? The answer is, we care about it because secondary authority tends to lead us to primary authority, or it acts as a litigation aid by providing forms and checklists and so forth. Those are the two basic functions, but especially the most important function is that hopefully secondary authority leads us to primary authority, which is law. And that's the next section.